New York City looked almost normal this morning as subway stations opened, buses rolled, and commuters went back to their routines.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
That's the sound you could have heard this morning at Grand Central Terminal in Manhattan. The transit strike ended yesterday, though the contract dispute that led to the three-day walkout remains unresolved. NPR's Luke Burbank has been following the strike and joins me now from just outside Grand Central. How's the mood there?
Renee, I don't think a lot of New Yorkers really knew just how much they were relying on these subways and buses until they didn't have them for 3 days. So I think that there's really a sense of relief down here. People could just sort of walk down to the platform, get on the train. You know, I mean, it's sort of mundane, but I think people didn't realize how much they liked the mundane. I actually took a 6th train south through Manhattan this morning. I talked to a fellow named John Vincent. He was on his way to his job as a baker. He said he was really happy to be riding the train again.
Oh, very glad, because I've been walking for almost 50 blocks before I get to work every day. And I'm glad it's back, and I hope they won't do it again.
Of course, this being New York, you know, it took about 4 stops on the train before the looks on everyone's faces turned from sort of excitement to the kind of grim looks of a normal subway commuter in New York City.
Well, how normal is normal on this particular morning? Any problems?
Not that have been reported yet. You know, the trains and buses are operating and seem to be basically on time. Schools are opening as per normal. The contingency plan is over. That's a big one for folks that were trying to drive or take a cab here. In other words, you're not going to be restricted as to how many folks have to be in your car if you want to enter Manhattan. That's a big one. And, you know, other than that, things seem to be running pretty smoothly.
And what about the transit workers themselves? They were quite committed to this strike. What are you hearing from them?
Well, the ones that I talked to seemed to be a lot like the passengers I talked to, which would be relieved. You know, they were telling me they didn't want to go out on strike. I mean, they were losing money by being on strike, and in fact, they're still facing fines. That's sort of yet to be worked out. But, of course, you know, they call it work for a reason. So a lot of the folks that were here doing work, union workers, were sort of relieved, but after a few minutes, it was also kind of back to business as usual. It wasn't like, you know, people were singing Kumbaya or anything. It was pretty standard operating procedure.
Well, they also still don't have a contract. So what happens now?
They're still negotiating. It's kind of a little bit interesting because, you know, after all this, things are sort of back where they were on the eve of the strike, which is the union doesn't have a contract. Although both sides seem a lot closer to an agreement now. And one of the things they've done to try to really move in that direction is they've agreed, both sides, to not speak with the media during the negotiations now. It seemed like last time one of the big problems was that every time that they would get to talking, someone would leave the meeting to come down to the media platform and make a statement about, you know, something that the other side had said in the media that was incorrect. So they're going to try to stay away from that and get it worked out as soon as they can.
Luke, thanks and happy holidays to you.
You too, Renee. Thank you.
NPR's Luke Burbank at New York City's Grand Central Terminal, where trains are running again. The transit strike ended yesterday. Contract talks are continuing.